Looking ahead, let's try and draw some lessons. Well, we heard this one already. Patients are not all the same. I don't pretend to be, you know, anything other than me in this context. Coping strategies. That's the one thing that stands out for me from my experience. I seem to have the ability to draw on other people when I need to and to have reserves of my own. And I can cope, and I've learnt how to cope, and I move forward. Other people don't intuitively or have those resources, or they don't look for the support which will provide them with those resources. And I really do think that somewhere down the road we have to look at how the MDT, by whatever means, can help and encourage people to build on the resources they do have to learn to cope. Support groups are incredibly valuable. As someone now who's been helping support groups to appear on the internet and to start to happen in a face-to-face sense, and here I do want to pay a particular tribute to Macmillan for the support they've been giving to us to help that to happen. You know, incredibly valuable for some people, no question of it. I'd like to see that scanxiety issue addressed. And because of my experience, and because I know that a lot of people are not seen by an MDT following a recurrence, I would like the role of the MDT in the issue of recurrent cancers to be thought through again. And I recognise there's no formula there. It needs to be looked at. And remember that the cancer reform strategy has a lot of patient drivers in it. The cancer plan had, as its drivers came out of clinical practice and out of the service. The cancer reform strategy has got a lot of drivers which are patient-centred, patient-driven. And I don't think you should overlook that. And Jane talked about the National Cancer Survivorship Initiative, and that's a very big part of the potential to evolve in a very patient-centred way. And I just want to finish with